USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Due to a Michigan Supreme Court decision from over the summer, the state's former governor, Rick Snyder, will not face two misdemeanor charges related to the Flint water crisis. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers he appointed to oversee the city of Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, the system contaminated for more than a year, leading to an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease and linked to 9 deaths. The Michigan High Court in June unanimously ruled indictments returned by a one-person grand jury were invalid. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as officials in Maricopa County, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. Russian forces are continuing to push through eastern Ukraine, where President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed 4 provinces in that part of the country as part of the Russian Federation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin troops have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins, adding the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass region. Putin has been waging war in the Ukraine for more than 9 months. Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as someone who helped to popularize the sport in America. He spent more than 2 decades at Sports Illustrated before striking out on his own via his own website. He was covering his 8th World Cup in Qatar when he fell ill. Wall was only 48 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
A legendary spread is being offered in a new variety in some cities.
Philadelphia Cream Cheese is launching a non-dairy version of its signature spread. The plant-based cream cheese is now available at grocery stores in Atlanta, Houston, Miami, and some other Southeast locations. A wider rollout is planned for summer 2023, along with new flavor varieties. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Twitter is being sued. The suit alleges that the social media company refused to pay private jet services group for flights that executive Leslie Berlin took from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey to San Francisco in October. The tab is for more than $197,000. The suit was filed in federal district court in New Hampshire. The flights were booked before Elon Musk took over the company. A 14th distribution to victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme was announced on Friday, bringing the total amount of the restoration to victims to more than $14 billion. That's equal to about 70% of what each victim is allowed to claim, unless the claim has been fully satisfied. Madoff, who died last year in a federal medical center in North Carolina, pleaded guilty for this scheme in 2009. The trustee for Madoff's liquidation signaled that there would be more to come next year. You can certainly listen to us anytime, anywhere by going to our website, USARadio.com, also wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.